What is karma?
Karma, in Sanskrit, karma, is very important in Buddhism. According to the law of karma, if you do good deeds, you get good results, and if you do bad deeds, you get bad results. Knowledge of and belief in the law of karma is a basic requirement for a Buddhist. It is similar to understanding that some foods are suitable for us, while others are unsuitable or even poisonous. When we eat food that is suitable for us, we get benefits such as nourishment, well-being, and strength. Whereas if we eat food that is unsuitable or poisonous, we suffer its ill effects, such as lack of nourishment, sickness, or even death. When we know the difference between these two types of food, we avoid eating unsuitable foods and therefore do not incur their bad effects. We eat suitable foods confidently, in moderation, and therefore get their benefits. What is karma? Bodha said, "O monks, it is volition which I call karma." The popular meaning of karma is action, but as a technical term, karma means volition or will. When you do something, there is volition behind it, and that volition, that mental effort, is called karma. Bodha explained that having willed, one then acts through body, speech, and mind. Whatever you do, there is some kind of karma, mental effort, will, or volition. Volition is a mental state that arises together with the mind. It lasts only a very short moment, but it has the ability to leave behind a potential in the continuity of beings, so that when circumstances are favorable for results to appear, those results appear. It is similar to the way that a fruit tree has the potential to bear fruit. There are no fruits on the tree to begin with, but when conditions are favorable, fruits appear. Karma or volition can be classified into good karma and bad karma. Good karma includes generosity, keeping moral precepts, and meditation. These karmas are good because they occur together with good mental states and bring good results. Bad karma includes deeds such as killing, stealing, lying, and so on. These karmas are bad because they are accompanied by bad mental states and bring bad results. When we know about karma and its results, we can act with wisdom, avoiding bad deeds and their bad results, while gaining good results through doing good deeds, each in their own time.